قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We're talking about the blessed months of Muharram and Safar and the great sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family, his friends, and his companions. With me in the studio to talk about certain lessons which we can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam is Sheikh Muhammad Hussein from Trinidad and Tobago. Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Walaikum salam, Sayyid. Thank you.
Sheikh Muhammad Hussein, so we've been discussing different aspects about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the different lessons which we can learn from him, right? We talked about in certain sessions which were, we talked about forgiveness and we gave the example of Hur. We also talked about remaining steadfast on the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's really interesting, but we will find that you can talk about the lessons that you learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam really for an eternity, and still you will have so much to talk about when it comes to Imam Hussein and the lessons which he teaches us. If you could go ahead and start the discussion for us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, Sayyid, as you pointed out, in the previous episodes, we spoke about some qualities and some lessons that we learned from Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the event of Karbala. Now, most of these lessons were on a personal level. For instance, as you pointed out, patience, steadfastness, you know, dealing with death. These are all things that we deal with on a personal level. But today, I would like to share with the viewers, the audience, a lesson that we can learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam that relates on a social level.
Right.
Not just personal, but socially.
Right.
And that is what we call in Arabic, Amr bil Ma'ruf, An-Nahi, Anil Munkar.
Right.
Which translates in the English language as enjoining what is good, or inviting what is good, and forbidding what is evil. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, because of the limitations of the English language, we don't really get the true translation of these great words, because as you know, you yourself being a student in the Hausa, Amr, it's a command, it means to command.
Right.
So Amr bil Ma'ruf is really commanding
right.
to what is right, not just inviting or enjoining, but commanding, actually
right.
giving a enforcing
right.
statement or right. action. Now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this is basically what he did when he stood up against the tyrannic and evil forces of Yazid.
Yes.
He gave a commanding statement that, okay, these guys are totally against what my grandfather stood for, what the message that he gave, and I am going to stand up against them. And also, I am, so basically Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he did both. He did Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar together.
Right, subhanAllah.
By commanding and joining what is good and forbidding what is evil.
Right.
Okay.
If I can just cut in really quick, right? So on a societal level, Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar is something which is really integral to the life and the spirit of society,
yes.
right? It's interesting, we find that there's a lot of different philosophies or ideologies, or let's say these ideas of how one should live their life, which is kind of mind your own business, mind my own business, I don't care what you're doing, you know, and you shouldn't care what I'm doing, right? But Islam seems to have a very different view, a view which is about caring what other people do, right? To care about the welfare of others, to care about the welfare of society, of people in general. And I think this enjoining towards good, or this commanding towards good, or this highly encouraging towards good, and preventing the evil comes into this picture, comes into this frame of caring for others, you know, and making sure that you live in a good, healthy, prosperous society.
Yes, definitely, Syed. This amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, this in itself is sort of jihadun nafs,
right?
Or self purification, because someone will say, as you pointed out, it being, you know, in today's world, a social act or responsibility on the part of Muslims, how we go about doing this,
it's
that in itself is a test for us.
Right.
What do I mean by this is that, okay, you want to command someone to towards good or invite them towards good, but how do you do this? Do you do it in a way that is embarrassing to them? Mm-hmm. So that in itself, Sayyid, we have to look at the ways or methods in which we command or invite people towards good.
Right.
We have to develop strategies that we don't come across as someone who is being a dictator, for instance.
Right.
So we command them with actions, as the famous story that you know by Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Hassan, where there was an elderly man who was making wudu at the time, and he was making it incorrectly. Now, they being the sons of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandsons of the Holy Prophet, they could have gone to this man in a really arrogant way and say, "No, what you're doing is wrong. This is not how Muslims make wudu." And as the story goes on, narrations tell us that Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his brother Imam Hassan alayhi salam, they did it in such a profound and intelligent way to translate the lesson of proper wudu to that man.
Right.
By they themselves performing the wudu, and one doing it in an incorrect way and the other one correcting him. And from that lesson, the elderly brother, he was able to realize that he himself was performing wudu incorrectly.
Right.
Now, this is such a great lesson for us to learn in the way that we go about implementing this amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. This was just one example, but we have to draw and look at these examples from the A'immah in our lives today as to how we can approach. And as you said, Saeed, this inviting or commanding others to goodness, we ourselves have to be sure of what we are inviting them to.
Right.
We cannot be doubtful, we cannot have shak, we cannot have any sort of unclarity in our minds before we do this. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was so sure of what he stood for that he was willing to sacrifice himself and, as you know, his family and his companions.
Yes.
There was no doubt in his mind. And this is a lesson that we have to learn from him. We have to be 100% sure about what we are inviting people towards and what we are trying to abstain from.
Right. Excellent. Just here, I know the discussion regarding, again, Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, it is, you know, how you go about doing this is in itself quite a long discussion, which we might not have time to get to on this one session, right? But there's definitely different ways of this Amr bil Ma'ruf. There are certain conditions and requirements that fall within it. Again, a long discussion. But one interesting point that came to my mind is that the amal bil ma'ruf, this enjoining of good and this forbidding of evil, it differs when you're dealing with a friend or a neutral party as compared to when you're dealing with somebody who, for example, is an open enemy of Islam. Right? So, for example, this example that you eloquently told us about Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace and blessings upon them both, teaching this old man how to do wudu, how to do this ritual ablution, right, is in a very different manner, amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, as you see Imam Hussein doing when he is confronting Yazid.
Yes.
Or, for example, Imam Hassan is doing when he's confronting Muawiyah, or Imam Ali alayhi salam is when he's confronting Muawiyah. I don't know if you wanted to comment on that aspect.
This is a great point, Sayyid Shahriar, because the Imams, they show us different methods about going about Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. They show us different methods, and as you currently pointed out, we have to observe these methods when dealing with friends, when dealing with family, when dealing with the enemy.
Right.
Because look at the way Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he went totally against Yazid,
yes,
who himself called himself a Muslim.
Right.
But what was he practicing? Was he practicing Islam? No, definitely not. He was totally against the teachings of Islam and the grandfather of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had no ta'aruf, as they say in Iran.
Right.
He had no apologies in
no
going
formality.
Against him, no formalities.
Yeah.
He discreetly and openly went against him and said, I am standing up, I'm being firm, I'm not going to give bayah or allegiance to this man. And it was like one side of Amr bin Ma'ruf and the other side of Nahyan al-Munkar. The side of Amr bin Ma'ruf was Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Nahyan al-Munkar, or the evil, was the side of Yazid, la'natullah.
I don't want to cut your train of thought. I know you had a certain things that you wanted to talk about. But here, I think it's interesting that this, Amal bil Ma'ruf and the Nahi anil Munkar, this is something which I believe, or I think, that is not limited to just Islam, right? Even if you're a Christian or you're a Jew, or I would even go to the extent if you're a atheist, as long as you're a human being, there are some universal, innate, what we say in Arabic, they say fitra. Mm-hmm. There's this innate nature in every single human being where they love goodness, right? And they want to promote goodness. And this is inside the nature of every human being. And at the same time, they hate, for example, imperfection, or they hate evil, or they hate these things, and they want to prohibit others, right? So if we take religion out of the picture here for a second, any parent will always teach their children what is good and what is bad.
Right.
You know? And so this Amr bil Ma'ruf and this Nahi anil Munkar is a very universal concept, I think, is what I'm trying to say. Please continue.
Definitely it is. And I'm glad that you brought up that point, because for instance, you would see someone who smokes cigarettes. And I'm not against people who are smoking, but someone who smokes, they will tell someone who does not smoke, don't start to smoke.
Yes. Yeah,
because they themselves know that it is harmful towards the body.
Yes.
And they don't want that person to bring harm upon themselves. Or if you see someone, for instance, who commits crime of larceny or robbing,
yeah.
If they see someone doing it, they themselves will feel bad, but they are accustomed to doing it. Why? Because, as you said, the fitrah inside that person is against that.
Right.
So that's a really eloquent point, Saeed, that if you take religion out of the picture, the innate nature of people is to enjoy what is good, command what is good, and stay away from that what is wrong and what is bad. So, Saeed, someone may ask the question, okay, how do I, as a person willing to practice Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, where do I start? We look at the society today and we see so many evils, so many tyrannical actions being done against not just Muslims, but humanity as a whole.
Right.
So someone with good intentions may ask themselves, okay, I want to promote Amr bin Ma'ruf and promote Nahi anil Munkar. Where do I begin?
Sure.
And I would like to suggest that you can begin within your homes. If you can implement these two fundamental commands or strategies within your household, this is a start. Within your families, within your wife, within your children, you promote what is good. You try to help them, encourage them. Obviously, once you have started within yourself, but within your household, this is a start. Then you move on to the wider community, your friends in the madrasa, in your school. When you see that they are maybe doing some actions that are against what Islam teaches, and it happens to all of us, and they will be even thankful to you as their friend, as your brother, for, as they say, pulling up their pants, for correcting them. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something that we need to try not to shy away from. You know, sometime within maybe our household or within our social circles, we say, okay, I don't want to offend my friend, so I will see him probably doing something that is not to his benefit, but I won't say anything, just to keep that friend relationship or that bond.
Right.
But Imam Hussein alayhi salam, with the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, and this Amal bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al-Munkar is also part of our Furu'uddin, the branches of religion.
Yes.
So it is something that we have to practice as followers of the Ahlul Bayt. And I would implore the viewers, the audience, and even myself first, to try not to shy away from this, try not to become ashamed of practicing this branch of religion and this great action, which is enjoining or commanding what is good and staying away from what is wrong, even if it's within your social circle and within your families.
Right, excellent. And I just want to add to your point here that if you were a real friend to somebody, mm-hmm. right, then you would actually help them to do good things and you would prevent them from doing evil things. Right? So you gave this example where sometimes we might be ashamed or we might feel uncomfortable or this person won't be my friend anymore if I tell him, you know, to stop doing drugs or stop, you know, stop drinking alcohol or stop going to clubs, for example. If I say this to a friend, then, you know, they're not going to be my friend anymore. Or in the other terms, that so-called friend might think that I'm not their friend. You see? And what's interesting is if you were really a friend to somebody, you would guide them towards good. You would prevent them from doing. You would tell them, listen, man, why are you doing drugs? Or, for example, why are you drinking alcohol? Or why are you wasting your time or destroying your spirituality and your ruh, your spirit, your soul, by doing all these evil things? And likewise, right? So, for example, if among your social circle, you know, people aren't attuned to praying on time, I mean, you should be. Hey, listen, man, this is for your own good. Yes. You know, this is for my own good. We should pray on time.
And this is our responsibility side. It's not just, okay, they are going down a wrong path, but this is our responsibility to help them, to tell them. And at that point in time when you tell them, maybe they will be upset with you, but in the long run, in the future, they will definitely thank you. And if not in this life, they will definitely see the benefits of what you said in the next life. And at that time, you will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your actions.
Sheikh Mohammed Hussain, I think so. That's about the end of the program. I don't know if you'd like to conclude with something, you know, please feel free.
No, Saeed, I think we touched on the necessary points. And again, I would just like to point out to myself first and to the viewers and those listening that this act of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, I think more than ever it's needed in our society today. And again, try to implore these two commands. It may seem simple, but it's a great responsibility on our shoulders, and inshallah, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Ahlul Bayt, we will definitely be able to implement it.
Hassan, thank you. Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Mohammed Hussain. Allah bless you. And dear viewers, I think that's where we conclude our session today. If you're a mother, a father, if you're a daughter, a son, if you're a relative, if you're a friend, a brother or a sister, or anybody in your social circle, if you care about each other, you will promote the good and you will prevent the evil. A beautiful lesson from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And with that, we leave you in the care of Allah. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.